CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Selena Zito, writing the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner, taking us to Virginia, where the race is imminent for governorship. However, it is important to look at the Virginia State House seats. All 100 are on the ballot. This is far more indicative of the voting public in a blue state after the last several elections, a blue state that touches not only the D.C. suburbs, so it's extremely professional and well-informed, but also flowing through the agricultural and pastoral parts of Virginia. This was a very large state 200 years ago, subdivided by West Virginia, but it touches the Carolinas and Maryland. So it's a picture of where American voters are right now, the most devoted voters, because this is not only a off-year election, these are state house races. And Selena leads me to understand the Democrats now are the majority party in the state house in Virginia. Selena, correct me if I have any of the preliminaries incorrectly. However, what are we watching for in the state house seats, which are politics or local, small town America? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. Well, I always say, if people read me on a consistent basis, that the races that matter the most, that sort of reflect who we are the ones that are conducted and fought for on the most local level. Like a state house race, state senate race, and a school board race. These are the people we are most culturally connected to. They're the ones that traditionally live in our neighborhood or the one down the road. They go to our churches. They're at the high school football games. We'll see them in the supermarket. You know, they are us. And, you know, while national news, national politics dominates not just national news, but also local news, what happens in these, in particular in this delegate, contest, it tells us, I think, the most, about where we are in the country and what is most important. And right now in Virginia, education, crime are the two most dominant things that are on voters' minds. And when a party has misread what voters want, they tend to, the evidence in that misreading is, how much did they overreach? Well, the Democrats have, the president and the Senate have done a lot of overreach since they have won the election last November and took power in January. And that's, they just don't understand what voters want. They think that, oh, we won, so we get to do whatever we want. And traditionally voters are saying, no, we just didn't like the other guy. That's why you won. And so in Virginia, Republicans lost the majority in the House of Delegates in Virginia in 2017. They lost 32, well, they didn't lose the majority. But they lost their big majority. They lost 32 seats that year in reaction to Donald Trump. This is 2017. And 2 years later, in those midterm elections, in the year after the midterm elections in 2019, they eventually lost the entire majority. That was a reaction to having Donald Trump across the Potomac, and you know and they sent sort of Virginia Republicans a message that they were unhappy. And I think what we are seeing in this off-year election is the same reaction to Biden and the Democrats.
Let me do the numbers here. In 2017, before the election, the Republicans had a 32-seat majority in the House of Delegates. After the election, the Democrats did very well, but the Republicans had a 51-49-seat majority. In other words, one seat was the difference after the 17 election. In 19, the last time the state houses voted, that turned into a Democratic victory, 55-45, which is where approximately where it is right now.
Yeah.
But this time, Donald Trump is not in the White House. Joe Biden is in the White House. So these local issues, especially school and crime, those would appear to be dominating. Is that the conversation? Because what I read, all you know about Virginia is the major stories about the governorship. Terry McAuliffe, who was governor recently, I mean, before this present Northam government, that was Terry McAuliffe, a well-known figure for decades, a friend of the Clintons, a man who was much in the news, led the Democratic Party early in the century. He's a celebrity figure against a man whom I knew very little about, Youngkin, appears to be a Republican from a very careful preparation and education, but not a national figure. So right now, you're watching the state houses more than the governorship. Is that correct?
Well, I'm watching all three. I'm watching governor's race. I wrote about that last week. Today, I'm writing about the attorney general's race. And earlier this week, I wrote about the delegate race. I think all three races tell us a story. But the delegate race, I think, to me, is the most interesting. Whether the Republicans win one seat or the five seats that they need to win to at least have a tie tells us a lot about the state of where the American people are in a very blue state. You know, Virginia is not a red state. It is a blue state. Republicans have struggled to, they win races here and there. And even if they win all, if they have the trifecta, if they win the governor's office, if they win the attorney general's office, if they win the majority in a delegate race, anyone who says, oh, Virginia's now a red state and or Virginia's now a purple state will be wrong. This is all in a reaction and a rejection of the overreach that the Democrats have done. And this is the only way that voters that can tell them, hey, y'all, you need to put the brakes on what you're doing because it's not, we're not picking up what you're putting down.
You cover a wide geography, so I want to see if there's a connection between what happens in Virginia. Does it stay in Virginia or does it touch Maryland, West Virginia, into Pennsylvania? Is that influenced by the, let's say, the instincts, the intuition of the state house races in Virginia?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I argue in the piece, and people can read it at SelenaZito.com, I argue in the piece that the red wave began in actuality in 2020 in down ballot races all across the country. And where Republicans won races they weren't supposed to, won in seats they weren't supposed to win. And these again were state house races and state senate races. So this reaction to the Democrat, now Donald Trump, because he was this unique figure and a lot of people sort of had a problem with his comportment, and you also had the pandemic going on, didn't benefit from this rejection for a lot of the things that the Democrats were running on in 2020, which, by the way, was to fund the police. I think what happens in Virginia is just a reinforcement of what started to happen in states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, where they were all supposed to lose state house majorities and state senate majorities and instead gain seats.
The Virginia race is clearly important to the president, to White House. That's why the president has campaigned for Mr. McAuliffe and major figures in the Democratic Party. And I'm understanding this is the first of the big votes that happen after a presidential year. But Selena, I just complain historically that when you take the White House, what follows is that you lose seats in the House of Representatives. That's historically accurate,
yes.
No matter the party. Does that also attach to how you do in Virginia? I don't know. I've never matched those numbers up. In other words, are we seeing not an unusual event, but a normal historical phenomenon that the national vote is evenly split and it tends to go the other way after a victory?
Right, but I think what you're missing in that explanation is why. And the answer is overreach. It's as simple as that. The party in power immediately believes they won because people love them. And it's never the case. They won traditionally because they're mad at the other guys.
Right. Right.
And so the nuance is it's not a pattern of results in these off-year elections. It's a pattern in behavior, for the people in power.
SelenaZito.com is the website to read Selena's pieces. She writes the middle of summer column for the Washington Examiner. We'll know soon enough. The 100 state House of Delegate races in Virginia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.